Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Protect counseling freedom for all. Recently, before the Nebraska legislature, was two bills which would be a ban on talk therapy. Joining me today is Matt Sharp. He's senior legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. Matt, we've continued the conversation, but today I want to talk specifically that if these pieces of legislation were passed, how would it impact the Nebraska pastor? How would it impact the Nebraska ministry leader? How would it impact counselors?
One of the concerns is the breadth of this bill, that it encompasses any time any person, pastor, counselor, anyone, provides counseling on these issues of sexuality and gender identity. And so if a pastor, for example, maybe charges a minimal fee just to keep the lights on at the church or make sure that there's another staff member there to help out, they would be subject to this. If the pastor and his church hold a paid conference where they're discussing issues of gender identity and embracing our God-given biological sex, they would be subject to this. And if they advertised any of these discussions, any of these conferences, they would be subject to this. So this idea that pastors and churches are excluded is simply not true. They will be subject to this. And we even saw an instance in Michigan last year where an action was attempted against a church for holding a conference discussing these very issues.
So if a church would hold a conference on sexual purity, that means they could be liable, Matt?
Absolutely. This bill says anything, any conversations that seek to help a person change behaviors, all of that is subject to this. And so a simple talk at a conference saying you can overcome these attractions, you can live a biblically pure lifestyle, would be subject to this law and subject to loss of licensure, lawsuits, and so much worse.
It's very problematic. And as Nebraskans, we have an opportunity to express our concerns to state senators. In recent developing news, we want to inform you that Senator Megan Hunt, sponsor of LB 168, has withdrawn her bill. However, her other bill, LB 167, is still live. Visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.